Good morning. That's Jay Moss. It's Risenstein and Ray Haynes here on Good Friday. And I was just thinking of where we're going to be in September, and specifically September 15th. September 15th, we're going to be in a part of Israel, which will be the second to the last day of this 10-day trip that we want you to go on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to experience the places. We're going to be in the places that Ray is talking about here, that he'll unpack over the next couple of hours.
Well, the great tradition of Passover, the very last thing you say at every Passover. And I got to tell you, you know, since I was a little kid, probably preteens, we've been having Passovers every year. So, and every year you say, next year in Jerusalem. This year, we'll actually be there at Rosh Hashanah, which is next year. Well, so, I mean,
we'll be there.
What are the odds that for the first time in our life, we get to end Passover today, as we on the radio as we'll end it, and tonight as we have it at our house, you know, as a family, we get to say those words and with a whole new meaning attached. Maybe have our Passovers on the have our passports on the table.
We would love for you to be in Jerusalem with us next
year. Hey, if having Ray in and hearing all of this history that, I mean, most of us have missed.
Right, sure.
You know, how much more incredible to be standing in Israel.
And we need a head count, incidentally.
Yes.
If you're planning on going, it would help us because we have to determine the size of bus and all that kind of stuff. And the sooner you can tell us that, get your deposit actually in of $300, that would help.
Yeah, $300 deposit. You don't have to get the next $1,500 in until May 25th. And then full payment isn't due until July 9th. So you've got plenty of time to put it all together. But we do need that head count so we can order the right transportation for us. Okay. Let's continue with Passover. You walked us through the Passover Seder plate.
Right. So basically what we're going to do is have a Seder. It's a virtual Seder, if you will.
Okay.
This is the progression of a Seder in order of what you do. All right. So we've talked about the leaven. We've looked at the plate. Everybody identifies what's on the plate. The next is there are four cups of wine or juice, kiddush. And this is what this first cup is called in Hebrew.
Holy.
And it means, it does mean holy, and it means, in another sense, of what holiness means, which is be different.
Set apart.
Exactly. So as a Jewish people, you know, they stand out in the whole world. As Christians, we stand out in the whole world. Watch the shadow, the double shadow that's here all the time. Be different. And, okay, now, so let's bring your holiness here. What's different in a sinful world? Holiness. Mm-hmm. So that is what it's going to. The cup corresponds to the verse, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. Where does holiness come from? Is it the things you do? Is it your actions? Or is it deliverance? Is it the blood of Jesus? Is it grace? Is it bringing you out? See, they're never, it didn't just happen at the cross. This has been going from the beginning. The cross was like the moment, but it was always God saying, listen, I want you out. I want you delivered. Put your hope in me. So being different is the first step to being saved. Everybody is a sinner, but God is holy, and we cannot be close to him with sin. Punishment for sin is death. What's the Passover about? Jesus died for us. He was punished for us so we can be close to God. So with this cup, we set this night aside as different from all other nights. So the prayer from yesterday, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Hagafen, blessed are you, O Lord God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the wine. So, or creator of the fruit of the vine.
Right.
And so as we celebrate Passover, the very first thing you do is you focus on where your hope lies, which is in Jesus Christ alone, his grace to set you free. Now, something you could do, if you got time and want to have a little fun, go through the book of John, the last few chapters of that, as you'll say, they'll introduce it in 13 or 14, somewhere in there, they're having Passover. And all this conversation is part of Passover. And there's one section in there where the Bible says Jesus got up from the Passover meal, poured water into a basin, began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for this is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that she should do as I have done for you." Now he was about to wash the feet of Judas, the traitor, and then go prepare to be crucified. So in the Passover meal, this next moment is the washing of hands. All right. So he took the moment, this ritual of washing the hands. You pour the water over two or three times. Right. Mm-hmm. But what is he really talking about there? How many times do I forgive my neighbor? 70 times 70. It's this perpetual, I keep pouring and keep pouring. And so he said, you know, it's not about having clean hands for the meal. It's about the example that all these years was set for you. It was about washing your feet. It was about serving. It was about the fact that you have to humble yourself because God is going to humble himself, become a man, die for your sins. So the whole washing of hands in Passover, he actually changed that model as well. He changed other things, but that was probably the first thing when you arrive at Passover, at the Last Supper, that was a significant different thing. Next up, carpus, the eating of the green vegetable. It's that cucumber. You dip it in salt water. Green is the symbol of life and springtime. The Bible says the Israelites groaned in their slavery, cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. God heard their groanings. He remembered his promise with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So when you dip that green vegetable in salt water, it reminds you to pray. And to ask God for help because he promised to hear us and help us. And this is a celebration of the fact, not that maybe God will hear you. Passover, when you dip that green cucumber in water and take that first bite of it, you are reminding yourself, you're declaring that God will hear me and he will answer.
Wow.
Deliver me.
If this is hitting you like it's hitting us, and you want to hear it again before the end of this morning, this will all be posted on the Victory Facebook page, Risenstein on Facebook, Risenstein on Twitter, and also the Victory Face, the Victory website, victory915.com. Our virtual Passover Seder will continue right here on Victory 91.5, Risenstein.